From Luke, Simeon and Anna declare, "Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace." There are a couple of things going on here, a dedication and a cleansing. On the eighth day of his life, the child is dedicated. At the time of the Jewish dedication, the child was given the name Jesus, God Saves. His mother was a faithful Jew who was true to her faith, revealing part of the covenant God had made with God's people. The mother, after 30 or 40 days of giving birth, must go to the temple for purification or cleansing. She would have defiled herself to be pregnant and needs purification. She must bring a sacrifice in preparation of this purification, a lamb, or if you cannot afford one, you can bring two pigeons or two doves. Not a wealthy family, Mary and Joseph brought two pigeons. The Holy Spirit told Simeon he would see the coming of the salvation before he dies. He saw the child at the cleansing of the mother as a part of the religious practice. The birth of the child is more than a gift of a covenant. It is the promise from a faithful God to his creation. The proof that God is with us comes from Simeon and the prophet Anna. Simeon knows it is the salvation of God, and he knew Jesus was the one he had been told about. The prophet Anna claims the child as the one who was to come. Into her 80s, she fasted and prayed until this day, when she came out telling everyone looking for the redemption of Jerusalem, "This is the child. They want a king who will redeem them from all the wrongs brought against them, the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, all the bad kings and their idol worship." Simeon waited for the day he would see the child, and now the promise from the Spirit fulfilled, he can die knowing God is with us. We live for God now and forever, loving God and our neighbor. Today is the day we live forever. Let us praise God and speak about the child to all who are looking for redemption. Jesus is the open gate of God's redemption. Amen. Let us pray. Father, the coming of your Son, Jesus, broke open the heavens and prepared a way for all of your children to come home. Give us eyes to see your miraculous Spirit moving in this community and in this world. Teach us to be proclaimers of your love to the nations, for the sake of the one whose name is redemption for the peoples, Jesus Christ, the open gate of our salvation. Amen.